Here's my co-host, Catherine Cruz, coming to us from Maui.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, there are gray skies as we look out from the offices of the FIM Group Business Center, where we're broadcasting live. And our first story from Maui deals with finding a future, and hopefully a bright one, as we transition from our sugar history. A coalition of Maui community groups turned out for a shareholders meeting of Alexander and Baldwin recently. Hukelike no Maui came together in response to A&B's closure of Pu'unene, the last sugar mill in the islands. Now, the group is proposing that 5,000 acres or 15% of A&B's Maui land holdings be used for affordable housing, agriculture, and conservation. HPR's Noe Tanigawa met with Hukelike members here on Maui to find out more about this community planning initiative.
Well, five of us gathered at Sierra Club Maui headquarters in Kahului, pulled together by coordinator Adrian Raff Corwin.
So it started mostly with Sierra Club Maui and FACE Maui, sort of an environmental organization and an affordable housing organization, coming together and saying, okay, we don't want to fight anymore. So why don't we think about what we could do for the future, what kind of development we could both get behind?
Well, of course, we don't want to make it like Honolulu. Nobody on Maui wants to make another Honolulu here on Maui.
FACE stands for Faith Action for Community Equity. And Stan Franco's the affordable housing co-chair for Maui.
I'm 74. I don't need any of this stuff. But I'm worried about my kids and grandkids. I don't have. I have one grandson out of four that live on Maui. I don't have any daughters living on Maui. They're all away. So, you know, this is heartbreaking for me. I grew up with all my family around me. My family has been here since the 1880s. So it is really a tragedy, you know, what we're doing, and we have an opportunity to make the change, and we have to do it.
We want to stay ahead of the game.
Rob Weltman's chair of Sierra Club Maui.
At the end of 2017, Alexander and Baldwin converted into a real estate investment trust company, which means that their focus is on commercial development, office buildings and shopping malls, not even on housing, let alone on agriculture. So the threat is that their economic interests and their business model will lead them to do developments which are not in the interest of Maui's population. We have been fighting for a long time to preserve the natural areas of Maui. We also want to fight for the people who need housing here and for which land is finally available in a way that has not been for decades. And we would like to see planning around this in a way which benefits the people who have grown up here on Maui and their children and future generations as well.
What would you be asking A&B to do?
Give us the opportunity. You know, set aside, you know, 15% of their lands, about 5,000 acres, so that can be used to do the farming, to do the affordable housing, and you know, do this in conjunction with it in the conservation.
How is this going to sound like a great idea to A&B?
Well, I think, you know, A&B has prided itself as a company about making decisions in the interest of the people. Going back to the days in the 50s when they developed Dream City area, Kaului, what is Kaului today.
Dream City was a planned residential community with homes for workers at the HCNS mills and plantations, and a lot of other people too. Looking at the 32,000 acres owned by A&B, Hukilike Coalition members saw clear areas for conservation and began looking for areas suitable for mixed use.
We started to really focus on the Pu'unene area, one that was where there was once a village in the past, the plantation days. There was a whole village there, and it's very centrally located, and it's very near to already existing infrastructure. As Stan was saying, we do need very different types of housing. On this island, you're not only looking at people having to move away, you're also looking at the kupuna that are here. There is almost no places to go for later in life. So we're talking about both one-family homes buying, we're talking about rentals, we're talking about tiny houses, we're talking about senior communities, but not all of this spread out in all different places across the island, but actually having a new village community so that also seniors are not, you know, put off someplace else away from everyone else. On top of that, we would like this community to have ways of integrating agriculture and new types of jobs into the community. We need to wean ourselves away from being only tourism economy based. So our sort of new eco-town concept, we have things like a farm nursery, there's a farmer's market, aeroponics, other types of farm, ag parks, and this is something that the farmers have been very vocal about. You need ways to process the food. Right, if you have tons and tons of mangoes, we need ways of preserving those mangoes. And so that can also create jobs if we can get that kind of infrastructure. So this would bring us not just affordable housing, but if we do it right, it could bring a whole different type of economy and create stable jobs for the next generation as well.
I can't remember another time when something like this happened, actually. I mean, you know.
Well, this is Maui. That's why. All good things start on Maui.
Sierra Club member Claire Apana is also head of Malama Kakanilua, a group protecting ancestral burials in central Maui's sand dunes, some of which are on A&B land.
The foresight of some of the organizations and people here, I kind of liken it to the Field of Dreams. You know, it's like we're building our Field of Dreams and holding that concept and holding a space for it. And it's time for us to start rolling things back to the way it used to be, where it was for the existence of the ordinary person so they would have food and a place to live and a family, a community. That was what was important. We never thought the cane burning would ever stop. It's like, and when it did, that was like a big, like, whoa, things can change.
We recognize that, you know, A&B, obviously as a for-profit corporation, it's beholden to its shareholders. And so this would be another opportunity for them if they are willing to sell us this land. Now, again, this land is highly polluted, and that we want them to take into account for any price negotiation. This land, to have agriculture on it, is going to need a lot of soil remediation in Pu'unene as well as Hali'i Maile. You have a lot of that former pineapple plastic up there. We don't believe it's actually as valuable, especially if they don't have continued water rights. But it will benefit the shareholder if A&B sells it, and it will get rid of that liability of having to take care of this land. And so this would be a benefit to the shareholder. It would bring money into the company.
I caught Sierra Club Maui member Lucien Diné by phone. She was one of the Hukilike representatives at the A&B shareholders meeting last week.
Our presentation was respectful. It was very well received. Mm-hmm. This is actually completely consistent with actions that A&B has taken in the past. A&B, under the earlier mayors, like Mayor Cravalho, who was the mayor in the 70s, he was the engineer of the new resort economy. And he knew that the resorts would drive up prices of land. He was a really smart guy. He negotiated with large landowners like, you know, Maui Land and Pine and Alexander and Baldwin to get affordable units. The county just was a broker. They didn't build the housing. Mayor Hannibal Tavares did the same thing. Some say that the county definitely has a role in the future. And this initiative could provide a land base for that role to be actualized. There is broad community excitement about this, although we did get a lot of comments on Facebook. A&B will never give nothing. They're not interested. If we try, and as the executive said, that they're always interested in hearing from the community, if that is sincere, then something will happen.
We don't have a buyer lined up, but we want to make sure this conversation is out there publicly. And now maybe those buyers, whether it's the state or someone else, will come forward and say, okay, this is a good idea. We would like to do this.
And it may look different from what we're proposing because the community has, you know, this is Hukilike no Maui's idea. So the community has to be part of this discussion. But we are calling A&B, the politicians, the community to discuss this. Sit down and talk about it.
Very common sense. This is what we need. We need affordable housing. We need another pillar of the economy besides tourism. It's what we need. And so it's strange that such a common sense idea should seem so radical. That is telling.
According to Hukilike no Maui members, the next step is formulating more detailed plans with farmers and potential affordable housing developers, as well as investors. That, and staying in touch with A&B officials. Citizen-led community development is feeling its way on Maui.
That was Noe Tanigawa reporting from Maui. To find out more about the community's proposal, find links to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.